That was under five?
Yes.
So 21-894.
Thank you.
That's okay.
We're good, we're good.
I'm not on my game apparently. All right, it's 11:58. It seems 15 minutes is the proper amount of time to allow for the pizza to be eaten. So we're gonna call a 15-minute break. We'll be back on at 12:13. Good afternoon, everybody. Calling the meeting back to order at 12:15. All members of the board who were here prior to the break have returned. And we will continue in order. The next case is case number 7. That is 22-238.
Again.
22-238, the Waterbury case. Grab whatever you need. Okay. Good afternoon, Sergeant. Can you please identify yourself and your witnesses for the record?
Sergeant Kenneth Kerouac, K-E-R-O-A-C-K. To my immediate left is Officer Christian Clues, C-L-E-W-S. To my far left is Officer R.J. Sackett, S-A-C-K-E-T-T.
Okay, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
The appellant applied to the Waterbury Police Department on June 18th, 2020. He was denied for suitability on August 1st, 2020 for 5 incidents of concern. I will present these incidents in a chronological order to support our denial.
Mr. Appellant, without stating your address, can you confirm what town you live in? Can you speak up?
Waterbury, sorry.
All right, Sergeant, you may proceed.
For the...
It's not a long, it's 12 o'clock. Who would you like to make an opening statement?
Yeah. I was almost, I called the...
I can barely hear you.
I called the RFPP or the fire department people, and she only let me know that there was one incident, and that was the more recent case in 2019, but it took me months to figure out that that was the case because I was never told that I was denied or anything. So I was calling for months, and then she finally figured out that, hey, you're not denied, but there's something on the case that's like, so you should tell me to appeal at that time. So, yeah, I don't.
You called the who lady?
I said it quick so I can be brief, but the BPF?
Something. Oh, you called our office perhaps, maybe? No?
We could have talked to him, but we wouldn't tell him that it was just one case because we have no idea what his rating is.
Yeah, no, they said. They were saying to themselves, hey, there is something blocking, but we don't know exactly. So she called me back, and she gave me the case number and everything. I wrote it down, and then I contacted her.
Oh, I see. I think your problem is your denial letter was sent out in 2020, but you had moved perhaps from one address and didn't let the police know, so the mail couldn't get to you. Okay. So he's going to let us know now. All right. Now you can go, Sergeant.
For the first incident, I will call on Officer Ronald Sackett to testify about an incident he investigated on November 25th, 2011. Officer, please state and spell your name for the record.
Yes, sir. I'm Officer Ron Sackett, S-A-C-K-E-T-T.
What agency are you currently employed with?
Currently employed with the Waterbury Police Department.
How long have you been with the Waterbury Police Department?
A little over 16 years.
Were you working with the Waterbury Police Department on or about November 25th, 2011?
Yes, sir, I was.
You recall an incident involving the appellant on this date?
Yes, sir, I do.
Could you please provide details of that incident?
Yes, sir. We were dispatched from 4 to 5 in the morning to a disturbance complaint in front of a home. The information we received was a complaint stated they heard a male and female argue in front of their home. When she looked out, she saw what appeared to be a physical fight going on. Upon our arrival, there was no one there. We made contact with the complainant, who described the female and the appellant arguing in front of the home, and at some point, she observed what appeared to be physical activity, them grabbing on each other. While we're on scene, a second neighbor comes over and explains they saw the same thing, and basically gave us a direction of travel of what to look, and corroborated the whole facts that the original complainant already gave us. On leaving the home to go look for the appellant and the other female, we found them a couple blocks away. Appeared to be, they were still arguing. You can kind of hear them and see them kind of in each other's faces yelling. We approach, you know, separate, try to talk to him. He was very upset and irate, was uncooperative. We basically got from the female that there was some type of, I guess, a cheating issue going on. And while arguing, they did happen to grab each other in a physical manner. So at that point, we decided to make the arrest. The fact that there was some type of domestic violence that went on, clearly they disturbed neighbors, causing an annoyance and alarm to people in the neighborhood. So we decided to make the arrest.
What was the physical violence that the appellant caused to his girlfriend?
The appellant grabbed onto his girlfriend's arms, just pulling her in an aggressive manner, holding her.
And I think you stated this, but where did this incident occur?
Occurred on...
Not the street, location. Inside the residence,
outside? Outside of the home, in front, on the street.
On the street.
In front of the home.
Is it okay if he does give location of which street?
Well, your address is confidential. You were here for the...
No, it wasn't directly on my street, but okay. I wanted to know if he would remember.
You could ask him.
If you remember what street we were on?
I don't recall the exact street, so
I can tell you.
Well, you can tell us later.
Okay.
Just questions. Yeah. Do you have questions for him?
Were you an arresting officer?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what was your partner? You got a partner with you?
Yes, sir.
Can you speak up, sir?
Oh, I'm talking. Look, sorry, you had a partner with you?
Yes, sir.
Did you have hair at the time?
Yes, sir.
Never heard that one before.
No beard. No beard either.
Yeah, no beard. Okay.
That's it for questions? Sir, please speak up. Yeah.
Oh.
I know you have to ask him, but we have to hear it.
Yeah,
and that's
my
hear
apologies.
Yeah,
I feel
okay.
Like I'm talking. I do.
Yeah.
I don't know if that was a bad question. But if you felt like you were being 100% honest.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does the board have questions?
Do you recall what the arrest was for?
Yes, sir. It was just breach of peace.
Okay. Thank you.
Other questions? Next witness?
Next incident, I'll be...
Okay.
The appellant had listed a 2012 arrest on his application. I'll provide details of that incident. On September 15, 2012, the Waterbury Police received a 911 complaint of a male beating up a female and then carrying the female back to their apartment. The investigation through video surveillance showed the appellant violently pushed his wife up against the wall, twisting her arm behind her back, and then picked her up to carry her inside their apartment. The video also showed several people trying to help the appellant's wife by pulling her away from the appellant, but the appellant continued eventually pulling her inside their apartment. The investigated officer noticed the appellant's wife was shaken up and had marks on her arms, consistent with the appellant's physical actions towards her. The appellant was arrested for assault third and breach of peace second. Both those charges were nullied. The next incident, on February 25th, 2013, the Waterbury Police were dispatched to a domestic disturbance complaint at the appellant's residence. The appellant's wife reported the appellant flipped out on her because she accidentally signed him off an app on his iPad and he forgot the password to utilize said application. The investigating officer noted in his report the appellant was very explosive towards his wife, so she told him she was leaving and the appellant stated, "Go ahead. See what will happen when you leave me." The appellant then pushed his wife by the face and head as she opened the door to leave. The appellant's wife left the house with no shoes on a cold winter day because she was so scared for her safety. Inexcusably, there was no arrest made on this incident, which is against state law and department policy. For the fourth incident, I will call on Officer Christian Clues to testify about an incident he investigated on April 13th, 2013.
Okay.
Officer, please spell and state your name for the record.
Christian Clues, C-L-E-W-S.
What AMC are you currently employed with?
I'm employed with the Waterbury Police Department.
How long have you been employed by the Waterbury Police Department?
19 years.
Were you working with the Waterbury Police Department on or about April 13th, 2013?
Yes, I was.
Do you recall an incident involving the appellant on this date?
Yes, I do.
Could you please provide details of this incident?
I was dispatched to the appellant's residence on an anonymous complaint of a male hitting a female. Upon arrival, I found the appellant's wife in the lobby. She was crying. I observed a cut under her left eye. In interview with the appellant's wife, she uttered, "We always fight all the time, and he always hits me all the time." She brought me back to their residence apartment. I observed the bathroom door, which was shattered with wood on the ground. So there had been signs of a physical altercation. Let's see. Upon speaking, I asked her what the argument was about. She said it was centered on cleaning the apartment while he was playing his Xbox. He became angered, pushed her three times. She attempted to flee, and he grabbed onto her and held her down so she could not flee. Eventually, she ended up getting away, and that's when I met her in the front lobby. When speaking with the appellant, he did confirm what the argument was about and that he did push her, but he stated he did not strike her. He was arrested for breach of peace second, assault third, and unlawful restraint second.
Do you remember if the domestic violence in this victim suffered any injury on this incident?
Yes, as she attempted to flee out the door, that's when she got the cut to her left eye.
Was the cut still bleeding when you were on scene?
Yes.
That's all I have.
Do you have any questions for either the sergeant or the officer based on those last three incidents they just testified about?
Where did you say you met her at?
Can you speak up? I know it's hard, but...
After that incident, where did you say you met her at?
I met her in the apartment building lobby. Of the residence. Same lobby.
And you confirmed that I agreed that I did push her, but I didn't hit her?
Yes.
And you also said that you saw her bleeding in her face?
A cut under her left eye, yes.
Under her left eye?
Yep.
How bad was the cut?
It appeared to be a minor cut.
Do you think it would be like she'd still have the scar nowadays?
Not sure.
So.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Does the board have questions about any of that? No. Is that it, or is there one more incident?
That I could use the police report. On January 1st, 2020, the Waterbury Police investigated a suicide threat where a third party reported the appellant said he was going to drown himself by jumping in the water at Fulton Park in Waterbury, Connecticut. During a lengthy investigation, the team of investigating officers located the appellant near Fulton Park. While interviewing the appellant, the primary investigating officer noted the appellant was clearly in a different state of mind and was rambling random thoughts as officers spoke to him. The appellant told the investigating officer he wanted to shoot himself in the head. The investigating officer determined the appellant was a danger to himself, and the appellant was transported to a local hospital for emergency psychiatric evaluation.
Do you have questions based on that?
Which street did you catch me? What street did you find me on? Because you said you found me near Fulton.
Well, he didn't say he found you, but...
Some of the arresting officers. I mean, not arresting. People pick me up and bring me to the hospital.
Okay.
while other police units canvassed the area of Fulton Park at 93 Fisk Street. I spoke to, oh no, that was your cousin that they spoke to. While speaking with your cousin, other Waterbury police units canvassed the area of Fulton Park around, found the appellant walking on Roseland Avenue.
That's up the street from Fulton, right?
Yeah, that would be, your back is to Fulton Park and you're facing 7-Eleven, it would be to the right up there, yeah.
Right across the street from,
Synagogue?
The synagogue, right there, yeah, okay, okay. And, what was I rambling?
It just said that you were rambling random. He didn't specify exactly what you were saying.
Carolyn, when do I get this?
After he's done. Questions by the board? Seeing none, is that it for witnesses?
That's it.
Okay, you, your turn.
I'll go to the first one.
Okay, can you just please speak up?
Yeah, I'll try.
You have a very soft voice.
Second, and it's cool, your name's cool, because I actually delivered to some streets on named Stacking. Yeah, that was a arrest, it was a breach of peace. I think it got a little bit personal with him, because me and my wife were having fun. We just got out of Thanksgiving, we were up all night at LaOd's house, and I was like, you know what, let's go home. Whatever. So we were going home, we were making noise, like we were just, whatever, making noise amongst each other. And then this officer comes up Chapman from the bottom, and he says from his car, something, why don't you go home? And I said to him, I am going home, sir, why don't you go home? And I think he took that personal, got out of his car and said, what do you think this is, TV, Hollywood? Because I ended up saying, because he was like, I'm about to arrest you. And I'm like, no, you have to read me your rights. At the time I'm young, I just assumed that probably would help. So I said, you have to read me your rights. And he goes, what do you think, this is Hollywood? And he just arrested me. You know, it wasn't what they're saying, like a cheating thing, like, that's crazy. And then I'll go to the next one. The one where I was on video, grabbing her up, that's true. I did grab her when I was on video. So I just came back from Vermont. I was working out on a lake, a house out there for a guy, and my friend was with me. So when I came back, my wife wasn't home at the time, she was at work. So I said to my friend, oh my God, your girlfriend's with us, but my wife has never seen your girlfriend. So she's gonna assume that when I come home that we're doing something. And so when she, literally, as I'm saying it to him, she comes, walks through the door, and just bugs out on me. I try to go over to, explain to her the situation, but then she starts running from me, screaming. And yes, like she did admit, we've had some altercations in the past, so she just runs away from me screaming, and because of that, it enraged me, so I grabbed her outside, like, dude, what are you trying to do, get me in trouble? It probably did seem as if I turned her on behind her back, possibly, I can't recall, but I did grab her outside, say, like, hey, what are you doing? Are you trying to get me in trouble? And the one, and the next one, 2013, where they're saying something about argument in the hallway. I did have an argument in the hallway. And people came out of the house, so I decided to go leave. I decided to go to my aunt's house and say, you know, I'm leaving. I'm not gonna stay arguing here because this is gonna stay bad. So I went to go leave, and the officer stopped me up the road. I had no problem with him stopping me because I thought it was gonna be regular. I told the guy, hey, I was arguing with my wife. It could have went, you know, wrong, so I decided to go to my aunt's house. And I still got arrested for that. They didn't believe me. And the next one, we're inside of the house. Yeah, that one is true. I got upset, not about no iPad. I don't know, they probably just make things up. But not an iPad. It was my game system. That's what it was. She was cleaning up. She accidentally knocked it out, and we had a big argument. I don't know anything about where he's saying that I hit her, where she has a scar on her face, because you can see her today, she doesn't. But I did grab her, but I did not hit her. And I grabbed her during the argument. A shattered door, probably the door was broken. I don't know, I had a dog, so the dog would bite up the bottom of the door and stuff like that. But Yeah, I did not hit my wife in the face. Did grab her. Yes, I do remember that. And the most recent thing, the drinking thing, that's a little bit funny, kind of. I don't drink like that. I don't drink at all, really. So I was drinking wine, like a big gallon of Taylor Port, so I had some. I thought my family was going to come by and hang out with me in New Year's. It was New Year's night. And nobody came, so I was just playing the game. And I just kept drinking and drinking because it tastes good. And by the time I realized, I was outside. I do remember first being at the school that's across the street from the synagogue. I forget the name. I think it's Kingsbury School. I was in there making a retarded noise, a bunch of noise. And at the time when the police officers did come, I was sitting on the curb, and the officer said to me, "Hey, is everything okay?" I said, "Yeah, I'm just a little bit intoxicated, and I don't have the best thoughts right now." And he was like, "All right, well, we're going to call this, this, and that, and third." You know, that's why I asked about if I was rambling, because I knew I wasn't rambling, you know? I knew that the officer came to me and asked me if I was okay, and I said, "Yeah, dude." He saw how all right I was. You know, he was like, "This guy's fine." They let me out of the hospital in the morning, so if I was a person that had some sort of continuous suicidal thoughts, that'd be crazy. I mean, I drink too much. It's just an honest truth. I don't drink, and that day taught me a lesson that I don't drink no more because of that. But, yeah, that's pretty much.
Sergeant, questions for the appellant?
Yeah. This officer right here testified that when he was interviewing your wife, she said that to him that you hit her regularly. Can you explain that?
Yeah, I could definitely explain that. I think the officer might...
Can you speak up, sir?
I'm not too sure if he's being truthful there, because it's not something that would happen regularly. You know, I don't want to talk about what she does. I don't even want to speak about what I've done, but no, that's not something that came regularly for me at all. I wouldn't be around her.
You really maybe shout?
Really?
Yeah, that they're not picking you up at all. And I can barely hear you, and you're talking right at me.
I really wasn't around her. I made it a thing to let her know that if we're going to get married, we probably shouldn't be around each other a lot. So I would go stay in my aunt's house a lot, and I also had friends from high school that I would go over there a lot. So this thing where they're like regularly, we wasn't around each other regularly. She had her own aunt as well. She had her grandmother who lived in New Britain, who she would visit and stay out there for weekends at a time. So it's kind of, she had her cousin Rosalina, I forget her name actually, who she would go stay with for sometimes a week, whatever, and just have fun. But I made it a point for us not to always be together. So when they say that it's like an occurring thing that always happens, I mean, that's something they probably could have placed there. But I mean, cops are usually pretty good at what they do, so I just got to take their word for it.
So we have four incidents, all where you either hit your girlfriend, wife, I don't know what the status was at the time. Besides those four incidents, how many other times have you hit your wife?
None. And in those incidents, like I said, the first instance, that didn't happen. I think he didn't really know what was going on. And when I was kind of a little rude teenager to him saying that, "Why don't you go home?" I think he took it a little bit personal. And that's what happened, because we both got arrested. It wasn't like, you know, in that situation, if a male is doing something to his wife, you're going to arrest the guy because he's doing something to the girl. But we both got arrested. And I think it was because I was personally just rude. And he didn't probably wanted to teach me a lesson, you know? And the next one, like I had said about me going to work in Vermont and her having running out of the house like I was going to go trouble her or something. I'm just like, I did go after her and I did grab her like, "Hey, why are you acting like this? This is his girlfriend. He stopped by. I kind of knew you were going to get upset anyway. And I was trying to hurry him up for him to leave, but hey, you saw, whatever. He's here. His girlfriend's here." She shouldn't have reacted that way. She should have actually spoke to me and said, "Hey, who is this person? instead of just getting mad and running out the house and into the hallway yelling, and then I'm going to follow behind you trying to explain to you what's going on, and then you're making a big scene. So I ended up that time grabbing her and making a mistake.
Okay, and the incident with the suicide threat.
Yeah.
The officer made a very specific threat that he said you said to him. Mm-hmm. I'll read the report. The appellant, calling your name for confidentiality, stated he wanted to shoot himself in the head. Can you explain?
Yeah, I don't remember saying that. But then again, I was like a whole gallon deep on wine. So, but I do remember laying down in the park and making some noise. Yeah, I was laying in the park, Kingsbury's little playground that they have right there. I was laying on near the monkey bars and I was just complaining. And then from there, I went to Roslyn. I sat down on the corner and I think I was doing more complaining. And at that time, the police officer came up to me. I do not recall ever once telling him any statement like that. He asked me, the first thing he came into me and said, "Hey, are you okay?" And I said, "Yes, I'm okay. I just had a lot to drink." So that statement is, I don't know, it's kind of untrue, but I know you guys are pretty good, and I don't want to say that, really. It's kind of like...
Did you seek any treatment after that incident?
This one?
Yeah, the suicide.
Yeah, nah, because I don't have suicidal attempts. It was, I drank too much. I'm not a drinker. And I was kind of trying to hang out with my family and got stuck drinking something that was sweet.
Were you under the influence of anything else at the time besides alcohol?
No, sir.
So have you ever been diagnosed with any type of mental illness?
No. Don't take no medication, never. I love life. I like going hiking. I like hanging out with my friends. I like going shooting at the range with my friends. You know, I love myself.
That's all I have.
Support have questions?
I just have two.
Colonel?
So, the reason, it looks like it was New Year's Eve, you drank way too much by yourself from the date. You're aware that the incident started because you made a threat to harm yourself to another online gamer. That's how it all initiated.
Am I aware?
No, yeah, so that's how it started. That's why the Waterbury police were looking for you. You made a threat while playing an online game that you were going to kill yourself.
I possibly could have said that to someone, yeah.
That's how it started. I
think that's very possible.
Yeah, so that's how it started, though. So it's not like they just happened to stumble upon you. You know, they were out looking for you because you had made, you know, a threat to kill yourself.
Yeah.
And it was actually somebody from Alaska called the police for your well-being to look for you.
I think I know who that is, yeah.
Yeah, so that's how it started. So, you know, it's sort of a serious threat. And then, so that's sort of how that started. It's not just they were just happening to stumble upon you. They were out looking for you.
No,
just sort of downplaying that a little bit. The other question is, do you have any of the discharge papers from, I think you probably went to Waterbury Hospital?
Yeah.
Do you have any of the discharge papers from that?
Maybe I can check.
Did you get our questionnaire? Or when we sent you our hearing notice, did you read that?
I should have, yeah.
Okay, and it said...
Oh, yeah, the questionnaire on
it. Yep, and it said that if there's anything to do with... mental health issues to have the discharge paper.
Yeah, but I don't have mental health
issues. Well, that was one of the reasons for the denial. Yeah. That was this suicidal.
I know, but it's because I have drank a lot. I'm not a big drinker.
Okay. So
and I guess a lot of emotions must have come out of me expressing things that, you know, not there.
Okay.
And it kind of taught me a lesson not to drink anymore.
That's all.
It all came from the drinking.
That's all I
have. You guys haven't ever gotten a call before like that, like suicidal attempts, and I've been living before 2001.
So. Oh, one other question. Are you still married to the same woman?
No.
Do you have a relationship with her?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, do you have children in common? Do you still have
no her? Children. Just cool friends.
Other questions?
I would like to ask for a medical check. You can very well benefit. Based on what you said.
It's not a matter of what you think about yourself. We want to know what the doctors think.
Okay, so if I could take a look in there.
Well, it's kind of too late for that. But that's important. The issue is, were you suicidal or not? You're saying you're not, but we don't know what's in that brain.
That's understandable.
And that makes it very difficult.
Sir, did you say you drank a gallon of wine?
I drank like 75% of it.
Like a gallon, not a bottle?
Gallon. Yeah.
And you don't drink often?
No, it's wine, and I just sat there drinking. I just sat there. It was New Year's. I was like, you know what?
Do you think if you... I'm looking it up. I don't know if this is right. It says there's 5 bottles of wine in a gallon. So you would have drank at least 4 bottles.
Maybe a little less, but...
Maybe 3.5 bottles of wine.
No, maybe a little less than 4, I'm saying. But okay. I drank a good amount.
So do you think if you drank that much, you remember really what happened?
So I remember parts. Yes, I do. Okay. Absolutely.
Clearly.
Okay. I do. I remember sitting down on Roslyn, and when the officer did come up to me, and the ambulance was in front of me, he asked me, okay, and then I let him know. I do remember, I don't remember leaving from Kingsbury to go sit at Roslyn. I remember laying down right next to the monkey bars on my back, spurting nonsense to myself about situations in my life. And I don't remember walking from there to Roslyn, but I remember sitting down there when the officer did come up to me. Yes.
You testified earlier you don't think you were mumbling?
Yeah, I don't think.
Do you think it's more likely the police who are on duty have an accurate recollection than somebody who drank 4 bottles of wine-ish?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you understand why we'd have concerns when issues of suicide and a statement that you wanted to shoot yourself in the head were brought up in 2020?
Of course.
And then you applied for a permit.
You wouldn't want to have to go
6 months later.
Clean up some person who decided to freaking take his life.
Well, we'd like to see you here and not having used a firearm to take your life.
I mean, I could probably, like he said, like Rosenstrup said, I could sit here until I'm blue in the face trying to explain to you guys that.
Yeah.
I got help.
Well, I think like the chief said, records would help since you were admitted to the hospital.
But police officers would know, like they let me go the next day.
Well, the hospital let you go the next day. So the hospital evaluated you because they're in a position to do that. Curious what you said about your ex-wife now. If you were to get married, you said when you got married, if you were to get married, you shouldn't be together a lot. What did that mean?
Because we were so young. We were married young and I kind of was forced into it. So we married so young and I just was like, hey, I would love for the relationship to last for a lifetime, you know? So I feel like you have your friends, you want to go hang out with your friends, enjoy your time, you know, just let me know where you go, as long as I know you're safe. You know, I have a group of friends from a very long time. I'm most likely going to hang out with them, you know, so that we're not always in each other's faces and butt heads. So I was young, kind of forced into a marriage there.
So you're forced into a marriage where you were butting heads a lot. So it sounds like it was kind of a contentious relationship to start.
I was forced into a marriage, then it began to start to butt heads.
Okay.
That's more.
Any other questions? Sir, do you have any other witnesses?
No.
Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
I would love to.
You would?
Yeah, I would.
We still can't hear you.
I would love to make a closing statement. Okay. Just be on the spot, I'm thinking. I think the officers did their job, pretty much. I think they did what they had to do, pretty much. And I'm kind of trying to explain my part of it, what I feel happened. And,
okay, Sergeant?
The issuing authority is presented for incidents of actual physical family violence and credible suicide threat that was said to a police officer on duty who wrote in his report that that's what was said at the time. issue an authority as concerns based on those incidents, and we wish the board would uphold our denial. Thank you.
Brief factual, please, Colonel.
Is there anything I do say?
Go ahead.
I have, from in the past, I've had some, you know, certain troubles, but I have a lot of healing, you know, that I have learned since then. With the previous case with my wife, speaking personally, I've had a lot of healing with that, a lot. So I feel a lot much better about things. But the drinking thing, dang, I just wish that could go away, because that's like, I don't even drink.
Never start with a gallon. Go ahead, Colonel.
So this is a denial by the Waterbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial, the appellant was involved in four domestic violence incidents with his then-wife. The first is in 2011, November of 2011. There was another in September of 2012, February 2013, and April of 2013. Three of four of those all arrested, all resulting in arrest. The appellant did testify in the 13 he was arrested, but whatever.
Say that again?
Yeah, the appellant did testify, though he was the one that you didn't think there was an arrest. He testified he had, was arrested, so.
2012.
Yeah, but no, that was from his testimony.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so. All resulted in arrest. It seems like there was either programs or dismissals, things like that, so there was no criminal history at this time. You know, the last one was 2013, 10 years ago. And there was a much more recent incident in January 2020 in which an online gamer that the appellant seemed to have an acquaintance with called the Waterbury Police Department concerned for the appellant's well-being. The appellant somehow stated that he was going to drown himself at a park in Waterbury. The Waterbury Police located the suspect, the appellant. In conversations with the appellant made the comment he was going to shoot himself. They did an emergency committal. We don't have any discharge papers. The appellant testified that he was released the next morning, and that he wasn't really suicidal. He had just drank about four bottles of wine that New Year's Eve.
Does the board have any comments? Seeing none. Chief Rosenzweig. Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you, gentlemen.